Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the OVS first quarter 2019 results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Stefano Beraldo, CEO of OVS. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon to everyone joining this conference. We'll start giving you a few comments about the market that was still tough in the period. In spite of it, our market share increased continuously by another 15 basis points in April, and net sales remained stable compared to the first quarter of last year. Modest expansion of the network in this first quarter. Some more stores will be opened in the second quarter. EBITDA, basically in line with our expectation, lower by 5 million compared to the same quarter of last year as a result of the higher markdown, which are somehow the tail of the heavy markdown period started in August, July, mostly August 2018, and continued during the months of especially January and also February, in order to come back to normal in terms of stock level. You will see that we are very well on track on this trajectory. Despite this non-recurrent markdown and the negative weather in April, the effectiveness of the cost control activities already put in place starting from middle of last year and continued during this year, and I would say even increased during this year, are largely offsetting the lower gross margin. Continued improvement in the cash flow as expected. We gave you guidance about our priority of managing cash more than EBITDA in this period, and we have been, I guess, successful in improving the cash flow of the first quarter by 36 million compared to the same quarter of last year. As a result of it, the gap in the indebtedness compared to the last year periods is continuing to decrease from the peak of 105 million in October 2018 to the current 22 million. In page three, we walk you through the main KPI. Sales remain stable, as I said, in spite of a very tough month of April, when the market reported by Citi-Nielsen was down by almost 10% because of weather. Basically, April has been very cold, windy, and rainy. Adjusted EBITDA, as we said, achieved 25 million, 5 million less. Let me give you, even only by words, a breakdown in terms of a bridge analysis from the 30 million of EBITDA of the first Q last year and the 25 million of EBITDA this quarter. The bridge analysis is the following. 4.7 million is the negative impact on EBITDA of lower sales. 5 million is the impact on EBITDA of non-recurrent markdown. 4 million, 4.1, is the positive effect on EBITDA of SG&A savings, and 0.6 is the effect of other savings or revenues. The final effect is from 30.1 to 25.1 EBITDA in the quarter. As I said, and I repeat again, 4.7 million negative sales impact, 5 million negative effect of markdown, 4.1 million positive SG&A, and 0.6 other. In terms of cash generation, it's worth pointing out that the cash flow of the last two quarters has been 83.6 million higher compared to the same period of last year. And 36 million has been generated in the present first quarter in terms of improvement compared to the same quarter of last year. Only one comment regarding the IFRS 16 accounting principles. This is the first time a company adopts the, as many other companies, I guess, the new accounting principle, which is representing in a way which we consider not clearly representative of the real situation, the overall indebtedness. According to this accounting principle, aiming at recognizing the right of use our leased asset, basically the aspect that on the vast majority, about 90% of our rent, we have early termination clause, which enable us to leave the lease without paying any penalty. This aspect is not considered. So basically, the amount of deemed indebtedness, which according to this principle is is equivalent to 896 million, basically is only refers to liability for an amount of 116 million, which represents the amount of the rent due before the date of the breakup option. In other words, we underline that more than 700 million out of these 800 million do not represent any form of liability of the company. I would move to page 5, probably, because to page 5, the consolidated trade working capital, basically to say that inventory, you can see from the right box, the right graphic on the right side of the page, inventory peak of October 18, that was mostly due, as explained, by our decision to stop deliveries to the Swiss customer, has been drastically reduced during the second part of the last year and during the first Q of this year. Obviously, it took taking some extraordinary markdown to get rid of this, but the cash flow generated has been material, and also in terms of quality of the mix, today, the level of stock, which in spite of the increased network, is more or less similar to last year, is much better compared to 1 year ago. Today, about 80% of the stock is new goods, while in the same moment 1 year ago, in October, the ratio was 70% new and 30% old. So this means better quality and likely a better performance in the next coming months because of the quality of the stock. Finally, one comment on trade payables. They are decreasing, not because the DPO are decreasing, but because of the lower intake. I think the decision to buy less, coupled with the higher elasticity and flexibility that we are able to achieve and that we will continue working in order to improve in the next coming quarters, has been extremely important to reduce the risk. In spite of a difficult market condition, our intake has been lower compared to last year, about 10%. And thanks to this, we reduced the amount of trade payables, which is also, looking forward, an important element to assume that in the next coming months, the cash out will be lower compared to last year. Page 6, CapEx. CapEx has reduced compared to last year, in spite of continuing dedicating attention to the network. And as a matter of fact, we refurbished a material amount of store, 20 store has been refurbished at a much lower CapEx per square meter, thanks to an innovative solution identified by our store design department. And the result of this light refurbishment is, in any case, good, in line with our expectation, with on average a plus 6% top line growth of the refurbished store compared to the store not refurbished in the adjacent areas. Let's move to net debt and leverage, where the ratio EBITDA on net debt and the leverage of 3.2, if we look not on the monthly, but on the fixed amount of debt, and tells us that the 3.2 is composed by an EBITDA of 139, which is the LTM EBITDA, which includes 30 million of non-recurring markdown experienced in the second half of 2018. Basically, in this ratio, this time we are including the worst moment of EBITDA, once in the second half EBITDA has been impacted by 30 million of non-recurring markdown. And the net debt is referring to the peak of the season. Normally in our industry, in our company, April is the worst period, sometimes together with September, October, but this year, given the cash flow profile, from now on, net debt will go down, only until the end of the year. Also thanks to the lower purchase that we made, as said. And as a matter of fact, we expect that given also the results of May and June, which is already almost completed in terms of calendar, our cash flow should allow the company to reach the same level of indebtedness of 1 year ago by the end of the second Q. So with another round, I call it, of cash generation of about 20 million. Page 8, some further comment on the cash flow statement. As you can see from this chart, the change in trade working capital has been positive compared to last year, to the same quarter of last year, with a reduction of 28 million. Lower CapEx, as expected, by about 9 million. And the result of all the components of the working capital movement generates a 5 million cash absorbed in the two quarters, in the last two quarters, once in the same two quarters of 1 year ago, the absorption has been 88 million. So the improvement has been 83 million compared to the same period of last year. And finally, in page 9, an outlook of our company and our business. There has been a good start of 2019 in February. Weather was normal, and markdown higher than normal generated higher turnover. Then March has been, call it, neutral, and April has been very negative from a weather perspective. May has been negative as well, as you for sure you have noticed, with rain, cold weather, and floods somewhere, which impacted sales, obviously. The reference market in the 2 months, according to Sita Nielsen, declined by 9% in April and by 11% in May, respectively. Then June, after the first 2 days of June, everything changed drastically. Weather came to normal, and the typical elasticity of the demand, particularly in kids, because our company is more sensible to the basic needs than the fashion challenges, the reaction has been impressive, and the sales increase has been and is being really material in the last 3 weeks, and we expect that still it will continue up to the end of the month. Basically, according to this, even in presence of the very weak May, we believe that the EBITDA generation in the second quarter will be able to meet our target for the first half, thanks to the very positive rebound of the month of June, when also, thanks to this very good performance and the lack, or call it the reduced dimension of our stock, particularly in summer goods, the company doesn't need to proceed with the same markdown than last year. So we will have one family of friends less compared to last year, and we are deciding in these days not to make any pre-sale, contrary to what we did last year. Another comment that I think it worth to be made is that the strategy of trying also to find a solution to be less impacted by the weather volatility, one of these being represented by the B2B activity that we are starting generating with important hypermarket chains in our country is working. And as a matter of fact, a few days ago we signed another agreement with a third big Italian group, by the way the biggest, and we will enter in other 5 shopping shops. 3 will be Finiper again, and 2 will be Coop. We believe that this stream of revenues testifies the capacity of our company to be very solid in the merchandising, in the capacity to structure and develop a good merchandising with the right sourcing, with the right traceability, and the success that we are experiencing in the first about 20, today they are 27 shopping shop in hypermarkets is a good indication that this strategy can be implemented, and I will put all my effort, personal effort, and the team will put his all the effort in order to largely scale up this opportunity. Maybe one comment about digital. The company is involved in a very heavy number of actions regarding improvement in the digital experience. Only as an example, a couple of months ago we decided to give impulse to the recently developed OBS ID project, and in 2 months we have either converted or achieved new customers to the digital, moving from plastic or from not being customer, and we have new 810,000 digital customers, only half of them being former registered customers. This represents 30% of our total loyal base customer. They buy more, they buy more often, they buy higher ticket. And starting from the second half of the 2019, a new loyalty program will allow OBS to increase the capacity to profile its customer. Finally, just as another example, we announced that the first pilot of a personal digital shopper will be started in the second half of this year as well. Basically, there's a lot in the field of digital improvements. Last, after the shareholder meeting held in May, the process of refinancing started again in line with the time schedule. We had a bank meeting last week, and the meeting outcome was good, also thanks to the support of the numbers. The many exceptional factors that negatively impacted the year 2018 has been understood. Feedbacks has been very positive from the banks. The cash generated has been largely appreciated, and we see that all the banks involved in our financing are very supportive. So that's it for my side, and I'm happy to receive your question. Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The first question is from Fabio Fazzari with Equita. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. I heard before you said that you are confident to achieve the target that you have in mind for the EBITDA at the end of the first half. If you can give us an indication of when we have to expect the EBITDA at the end of the first half, and with the visibility that you have today, if you can give sort of guidance or some indication for the full year. The second question is related to the debt refinancing. I was wondering if you have an idea, speaking with the banks, of where we have to assume the cost of debt could be next year. Thank you.
On the first question, I prefer not to give you too much, not to say much more than I said before. Not easy to give guidance at this moment of the year. Weather and not only weather, still are element, we are not taking orders from our customers, so we are basically basing our sales assumption on real behavior of the consumers. I can say that all in all, we have a better mix of inventory compared to 1 year ago. We have for sure lower markdown compared to 1 year ago, and this is because last year markdown has been importantly impacted by one-off markdown that we don't need to do anymore given the inventory situation. So I'm comfortable about being able to, at this point in time in the year, in spite of a tough May, but also thanks to the good performance in June and the cost-cutting activities and the better margin, I'm confident that I will be able to achieve the consensus which is in place in this moment. And as far as concerned the first half, again, I think that, as we said many times this year will be a year where the first half will be lower compared to last year because of the tail of the markdown, and the second half will be hopefully much better. I have to say hopefully because we believe that in principle there are all the elements to do much better, even without considering the weather possible normalization, because last year weather has been really unusual. But even in absence of a recovery in top line, we believe that we are on track in order to achieve our full year target, which you have in your consensus. And as far as concern the refinancing, we are talking about a credit extension in this moment. And as I said, all the banks that participated to the meeting, and they were all the banks, has been very supportive. They made a question, but basically they understood that the cash generation comes not from one-off activities, but from a from the capacity to improve the business model aspects that were important in order to generate cash, and that the top line is not suffering too much. So basically, they are giving us the comfort that the credit extension will be achieved successfully. And in this moment, we are confident that we might maintain the same cost of money, and we start our negotiation with this in mind.
Okay, thank you. And the extension for how many years? So for 1 year?
We are discussing about 2.5 or 3 years.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Andrea Bonfà with Banca Akros. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. Most of my questions have been answered. I got a more generic question regarding your rents. In particular, you mentioned during some previous conference calls, was not the last one, that your new rents are around 200 euro per square meter compared with historic one of 300 euro per square meter. And I'm wondering, considering your attrition on the various expire date of your rents, that if you are able to obtain these savings also on those rents which are expiring. This is my first question. The second one is a more long-term. If you are already hedging 2020 fiscal year, and which cost of which exchange rate on the US dollar. Thank you.
Thank you. On the rent, I must say that all the new rents are, as I said, compared to the same quality, obviously, all the new rents are much lower than the old ones. All the rents that we renegotiate after the expiry normally are easily reduced to the new market condition. But what is more important, I confirm that we are continuing renegotiating existing rent agreement thanks to the close of early termination that we have on 90% on our agreement. So it is gonna more easy than in the past, also in light of the general market condition, to renegotiate during the period of maturity of the rent without waiting for the expiry. Nicola, help me on the hedging, please.
Well, of course, we started to hedge according to our normal seasonality, the 2020 intake volume. So far, we have, I can say, about one-third of spring-summer already hedged, spring-summer 2020 already hedged, with a very positive spot compared to term compared to the current spot. And we will continue, but we will take the opportunity when the market will show some positive windows.
Thank you. And if I may ask you, what's the average length of your rents, if it's possible? Is it 6 to 7 years, or is it possible to have an idea? Or?
In this moment, it's a bit lower. It's a bit less of 6 years, precisely 5.8.
Thank you very much.
But I repeat, to the benefit of all of you, this maturity is not an obligation. Normally, we have a 6 plus 6, and the 5.8 refers to basically the average of our maturities. But important to say that it means that we have the right of remaining in the store at the existing rate for almost 6 years. Once on 90% of this agreement, we have the right to early terminate with the 12 months pre-notice.
And finally, if I may, is it possible to a more precise year how much you spent on rents on a yearly basis? We can see the aggregate, but just to be sure that we got the same amount.
We have in the profit and loss 150,
about 100. The gross is 172, but we have some positive rents. So we rent some space, and the net is about
134. Okay, thank you very much.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Luca Bacoccoli with Banca IMI. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good afternoon, everyone. Just one simple question on the cost savings in the first quarter, which, if I understood correctly, are relevant on the EBITDA bridge, about 5 million euros. So I was wondering if you can, let's say, multiply this figure by 4 just to have an idea of the cost savings for the entire full year 19, or you expect some better momentum in the coming quarters, thanks, for example, the continuing renegotiation on the rents cost. Thank you.
Basically, you can assume that this amount can be multiplied by 4, with an exception. During the internal work which I did with my team in order to find a viable solution to reduce cost without reducing the level of service or the attention to the customer or to the product, we decided that about 2 or 3 million of increased marketing expenditure has been approved. So basically, in the first quarter, you have, because we didn't have particular marketing costs here, you see 4 million. But if you have to try to determine what can be the net full year cost saving, you can say 4 million times 4 minus 2, 3 million of higher marketing. So the net amount of this will be 12, 13, something like that.
Right. So it's fair to assume that once and if the top line restart gaining momentum, this cost will come back. So I mean, you will be less stricter on managing the OPEX.
No, because most of these cost reductions has to do with efficiency, with digital innovation, and with rental savings, which is the most important. And before we will increase rents, it will take decades, because as we said, the today rent for new rent are 25% lower compared to 10 years ago. So it will take 10 years of recovery of our country before materially increase rents. So the answer is no. More than 50% of this cost saving will be maintained to the advantage of the bottom line.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
For any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. Mr. Beraldo, gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks to all, and see you at the next conference. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye.